What if I told you that your greatest weakness could become your most powerful weapon? Sounds crazy, right? But buckle up, because you're about to discover a truth that will shake the foundations of your faith and revolutionize how you face life's challenges. Hidden in the pages of history, there's a story so extraordinary that, if applied today, could turn the tables in your favor in a matter of hours. Many believe that to win, you need to be the strongest, the smartest, or the best prepared. But what if I told you about a king who defeated an entire army using music? You heard that right. Today I'm going to reveal the secret of King Jehoshaphat, a man who transformed his apparent death sentence into a miracle of epic proportions. This isn't just an ancient story, it's a spiritual warfare manual for today. Want to know how to apply this supernatural power in your life? Keep watching, because in the next few minutes, you're going to discover how to turn your biggest fears into testimonies of victory that will leave everyone speechless. In the dead of night, when the kingdom of Judah was resting in apparent tranquility, alarming news broke out. A colossal army, vast as the sands of the sea, was marching towards the borders of Judah. Panic spread like wildfire, and the people, fearing for their lives, cried out for protection. At that crucial moment, King Jehoshaphat found himself at a crossroads. Many would expect him to mobilize his troops, forge alliances, or build walls. But Jehoshaphat, a man of unwavering faith, chose a DI. He decided to trust entirely in the divine promise, knowing that victory would come not by the strength of arms, but through the intervention of the Almighty. Picture the scene. A king, faced with a threat that would make even the bravest warrior's knees tremble, opting to seek God's face. It's as if, in the midst of a devastating storm, someone decided to let go of the boat's ropes, trusting that the Lord would calm the winds. Jehoshaphat's attitude teaches us a precious lesson about trust and tea. As the enemy approached, Jehoshaphat gathered his people, not to distribute weapons or teach war tactics, but to proclaim a fast throughout the kingdom. He understood that the real battle wouldn't be fought in the fields of Judah, but in the hearts of its inhabitants. The king knew that, united in prayer, they could move God's hand. This decision of Jehoshaphat makes us reflect. How many times, when faced with life's challenges, is our first reaction to try to solve everything with our own strengths? Maybe it's time to stop, gather those we love, and together, call out to God. After all, there's no strategy more powerful than sincere prayer and shared faith. The people of Judah, following their leader's example, set aside their daily activities. Entire families gathered in the temple courts, their voices rising in fervent supplication. It was as if the whole nation had become a great choir, singing a hymn of trust to the Lord of hosts. At that moment, Judah demonstrated that its true strength resided not in its arsenals, but in its collective faith. Meanwhile, at the kingdom's borders, the sound of the enemy army's footsteps echoed ever closer. The threat was real, palpable. However, in the heart of Jerusalem, a supernatural peace began to manifest. It was as if, amidst the impending storm, the people of Judah had found an impregnable shelter in God's presence. Jehoshaphat, in his wisdom, understood that this was not just a test for him as king, but an opportunity for all the people to renew their covenant with the Lord. He knew that regardless of the outcome, this trial would forge the faith of an entire nation. And so, with hearts turned to heaven and ears attentive to the divine voice, Judah prepared to witness one of the greatest miracles in its history. Faced with the imminent threat, Jehoshaphat demonstrated a faith that would shake the foundations of human logic. Like a lighthouse amidst the storm, the king stood tall, his trust in God shining more brightly than the fear that plagued the kingdom. It was as if, in the midst of chaos, Jehoshaphat had found a solid rock on which to plant his feet. Imagine the scene. A leader, confronted with the possibility of total annihilation, choosing not to trust in horses and chariots, but in the name of tea. This decision of Jehoshaphat challenges us to reflect. What do we base our confidence on when we face our own battles? Are we, like the king of Judah, willing to depend entirely on divine intervention? Jehoshaphat's first act was to proclaim a fast throughout the kingdom. It wasn't just an external display of piety, but a call to spiritual unity. It was as if the king was saying, In this battle, our most powerful weapon will be our collective faith. This gesture teaches us that often, victory begins with a contrite and humble heart before God. Throughout Judah, entire families abandoned their daily activities to unite in prayer. Imagine the impact. From the alleys of Jerusalem to the most distant fields, a unanimous cry rose to the heavens. It was as if the entire nation had transformed into a great temple, where every heart was an altar of worship to the God of their fathers. Jehoshaphat's faith was contagious. His example inspired even those who initially doubted. You see, true spiritual leadership doesn't just manifest in times of peace and prosperity, but shines even more brightly in hours of trial. The King of Judah teaches us that authentic faith has the power to transform fear into courage and uncertainty into determination. As the people prayed, something extraordinary began to happen. An atmosphere of supernatural peace descended upon Judah. It was as if, amidst the impending storm, a bubble of tranquility enveloped the kingdom. This reminds us that when we choose to trust in God, He can grant us a peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the face of the most adverse circumstances. Jehoshaphat's unwavering faith wasn't the fruit of naivety or denial of reality. On the contrary, it was a deep trust based on the knowledge of God's character and His promises. The king knew that the Lord who had delivered his people from Egypt and established them in the Promised Land was powerful enough to deliver them from this threat. His faith challenges us to dive deeper into the knowledge of who God is and what He is capable of doing. As the night of prayer and fasting progressed, a palpable expectation grew among the people. It wasn't a passive wait, but an active anticipation of God's move. Jehoshaphat and his people were about to witness that when faith meets divine faithfulness, miracles happen. And so, with united hearts and eyes fixed on the heavens, Judah prepared for the next chapter in this epic saga of faith and victory. In a surprising turn of events, Jehoshaphat made a decision that would perplex even the most experienced military strategists. Instead of positioning his best warriors on the front line, the king placed singers and musicians at the forefront of the army. Imagine the scene, an army marching into battle, not to the sound of war trumpets, but singing praises to the God of Israel. It was as if Judah was declaring, "Our confidence is not in weapons, but in the power of praise." This unusual strategy makes us reflect. How many times, when faced with life's challenges, is our first reaction to try to solve everything with our own strength? Jehoshaphat's example invites us to consider praise not just as an expression of gratitude, but as a powerful spiritual weapon. When we face our own battles, perhaps it's time to raise our voice in worship, even before we see the solution. As Judah's army advanced, a celestial melody filled the air. These weren't war chants, but hymns of praise to the Almighty God. "Give thanks to the Lord, for His steadfast love endures forever," echoed through valleys and mountains. This act of worship amidst adversity teaches us that praise has the power to change not only circumstances, but also our perspective on them. Think about it. While marching towards what seemed like certain defeat, the people of Judah chose to focus not on the size of the enemy, but on the greatness of their God. This attitude of faith challenges us to redirect our focus in times of crisis. Instead of concentrating on the problems surrounding us, we can choose to lift our eyes and hearts to the Lord through praise. Praise as a weapon isn't a magic formula, but an expression of absolute faith in the divine word. Jehoshaphat and his people were essentially reminding God and themselves of the promises made to Israel. Similarly, when we praise in the midst of difficulties, we are declaring our trust in God's promises for our lives, even when we don't yet see their manifestation. This unusual scene invites us to rethink our approach to challenges. How many times do we try to fight our battles with the weapons of the world? Anxiety, worry, manipulation. Judah's example shows us that there is a more excellent way. By choosing praise, we are inviting God's presence and power into our situation. As the army advanced, something extraordinary began to happen. The spiritual atmosphere began to change. It was as if each note of praise was a celestial arrow, penetrating the darkness and preparing the way for divine intervention. This reminds us that praise not only expresses our faith, but also creates an atmosphere conducive to miracles. As Judah's songs echoed across the battlefield, a growing expectation took hold of the army. It wasn't confidence in their own strength or strategy, but an anticipation of God's supernatural move. And so, with voices united in worship and hearts full of faith, the people of Judah were about to witness one of the greatest miracles in their history, a living testimony to the transforming power of praise. As the songs of praise rose to the heavens, something extraordinary began to happen on the battlefield. As if responding to the celestial melody, God entered the scene in a way no one could have predicted. It was as if the very air trembled with the divine presence, and the enemy armies were seized by supernatural confusion. Picture the scene. Fierce warriors who moments before were united in their purpose to destroy Judah, suddenly turning against each other. Spears that should have been pointed at God's people now crossed between allies. It was total chaos, but a chaos orchestrated by the hand of the Almighty. This event reminds us that when we trust in God, He can transform our greatest threats into testimonies of His glory. As Jehoshaphat and his army approached the battlefield, they were greeted by a surprising sight. Where they expected to find a formidable enemy, they saw only lifeless bodies. The victory had already been won without a single sword of Judah being unsheathed. This teaches us a powerful lesson. Sometimes our greatest victories are achieved not through our efforts, but through divine intervention. This supernatural victory invites us to reflect on our own struggles. How many times do we wear ourselves out trying to win battles with our own strength when God is waiting for us to trust Him to fight for us? Judah's example encourages us to hand over our worries to the Lord, trusting that He has ways beyond our understanding to give us victory. The battlefield, which should have been the stage for a bloody confrontation, became a living testimony to God's power. It was as if every fallen body cried out, "See what the Lord has done." This demonstration of divine power not only delivered Judah from its enemies, but also strengthened the people's faith, showing that nothing is impossible for those who trust in the God of Israel. Think for a moment. What would have happened if Jehoshaphat had trusted in conventional military strategies? Probably Judah would have suffered great losses, if not total defeat. But because he chose to trust in God and use praise as his weapon, he witnessed a miracle. This challenges us to consider, in what areas of our lives are we trusting in our own strategies when we should be seeking divine intervention? Judah's victory wasn't just over physical enemies, but also over fear and doubt. Every soldier who saw that battlefield returned home with renewed and strengthened faith. They experienced firsthand that the God who opened the Red Sea and brought down the walls of Jericho was still in control, ready to act on behalf of those who trust in Him. As Jehoshaphat and his people contemplated the magnitude of what had happened, a deep gratitude took hold of their hearts. They knew they had been witnesses and participants in one of the greatest miracles in Israel's history. And so, with hearts overflowing with praise and eyes marveling at God's power, the people of Judah prepared for the next phase of this miraculous journey, reaping the fruits of a victory that could only have come from heaven. After witnessing the incredible divine intervention, Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah found themselves facing a scene that surpassed their boldest expectations. The battlefield, once threatening, now revealed itself as an open-air treasure trove. It was as if God had not only delivered His people, but also wanted to demonstrate His generosity in a tangible way. There, spread out before them, were riches beyond imagination. Picture the scene. Gold gleaming under the sun, silver glinting among the stones, precious jewels reflecting the colors of the rainbow. Top-of-the-line military equipment, luxurious garments, and valuable utensils lay everywhere. What was once an army ready to destroy Judah had now become a source of unprecedented material blessing. This extraordinary turnaround reminds us that God not only delivers us from problems, but often transforms our difficulties into opportunities for abundance. So vast was the quantity of spoils that Jehoshaphat and his people needed 3 whole days to collect everything. Think about it. 3 days to gather what, under normal circumstances, would have taken years of hard work to accumulate. This abundance wasn't just a material reward, but a living testimony to God's faithfulness. Each item collected was like a tangible reminder that the Lord fulfills His promises in a superabundant way. This experience invites us to reflect. How often do we limit God in our expectations? The people of Judah went to the battlefield hoping, at best, to survive. But God had in mind not just their survival, but their prosperity. Similarly, in our lives, God often wants to bless us beyond what we ask or think. The question is, are we open to receiving His abundance? The process of collecting the spoils wasn't just a task, but a celebration. Each object found was an opportunity for praise, a reason to thank the God who not only delivered them, but enriched them. Imagine the animated conversations, the laughter of joy, the tears of gratitude that must have filled those 3 days. It was as if each member of the people of Judah was participating in a great spiritual harvest festival. This abundance of spoils teaches us a precious lesson about God's economy. In the heavenly kingdom, our battles won by faith not only deliver us from evil, but often open doors to unexpected blessings. It's as if God were saying, "Trust me in difficult times, and I will not only solve the problem, but transform the situation into a source of blessing." As they carried the treasures back to Jerusalem, the people of Judah must have reflected on the incredible journey they had experienced. From a desperate fast to an exuberant celebration, from a mortal threat to an abundant. This experience strengthened not only their material resources, but more importantly, their faith. They learned in a practical way that trusting God and praising Him in the midst of adversity can lead to results that go far beyond our boldest expectations. As the caravans loaded with treasures entered Jerusalem, there was a palpable feeling that this was not just a military victory or a material gain. It was a living testimony to God's character, His faithfulness, His power, and His generosity. And so, with hearts overflowing with gratitude and hands full of tangible blessings, the people of Judah prepared for a new era of prosperity and renewed faith, knowing that they served a God who transforms battles into blessings and challenges into opportunities for abundance. Jehoshaphat's story isn't just a tale from the past, but a call to action for us today. What battles are you facing right now? Are you, like Jehoshaphat, willing to exchange your conventional weapons for the power of praise and trust in God? Imagine how your life would be if you faced each challenge not with fear, but with unwavering faith in the God of miracles. What if, instead of despairing in the face of problems, you saw them as opportunities to witness divine power in action? Remember, the same God who fought for Judah is ready to fight for you today. But the question is, are you ready to let Him take control? How about starting right now? Identify your biggest current battle, and instead of trying to solve it alone, surrender it to God in prayer. Start praising, even if the situation seems impossible. Who knows, just like Jehoshaphat, you might be one praise away from your greatest miracle. Don't let this message be just another story you heard. Allow it to be the catalyst for a revolution in your spiritual life. And remember, your journey of faith and victory doesn't have to be solitary. We want to continue this conversation with you. Subscribe to the channel and turn on notifications so you don't miss our next reflections on how to live a life of bold faith and victory. Together, we'll discover more biblical secrets that can transform not just your life, but the world around you. Until the next video, may God bless your battle and mull. If Jehoshaphat's story touched your heart, brace yourself for an even deeper journey of faith and courage. In our next video, Heaven's Mightiest Warrior, you'll discover how to become a true spiritual warrior, capable of facing any battle with the strength of the Almighty. Just as Jehoshaphat won without fighting, you'll learn divine strategies to overcome the challenges of modern life. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your spiritual walk and become a powerful instrument in God's hands. Heaven's Mightiest Warrior is waiting for you.